This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. They say the dynasty's dead, that the crown's been cracked. Talking heads run their mouths, but they don't know jack. Stephen A. Coward on, all that noise on repeat. But we don't flinch, we reload, now retreat. One bad game, now they think we're done. We went 15-2, still second to none. Mahomes got weapons, yeah, the arsenal stacked. Rice worthy Hollywood, yeah, the five pals back. Creed and Trey, holding down the line. Rookie left tackle, future so divine. And he's still the maestro, calling every play. 87's last ride, he's going out his way. So keep talking, keep doubting our name. We just light up the scoreboard, rewrite the game.
Give back 40%. Give about a 40% chance.
That's right. 40% chance. Thanks. We'll Sweet. Take that. Thanks, that's actually man. Double the percent chance the top team in the NFL is getting to win a Super Bowl, Stephen A. So
you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
We appreciate that. Shout out to my buddy Joe, who's workshopping this song right now. He brought back the steak, egg, and cheese bagel. He's bringing you the newest Chiefs anthem, right? I like it. It's fun. Max dancing back there. Yeah. It is good, man. This is what we do.
40%.
Get older, we start using the Suno app and create songs. And you ask what I'm going to do tomorrow morning? Probably have about 8 songs written about people yes. I know. Yeah.
By yes. 7 a.m.
Yep.
Literally.
Am I a loser? Yeah, maybe.
We need a new Binkley song, too.
I don't know. That one's pretty solid, man.
So good.
You'll have to wait for a Wednesday to hear that
one.
I know,
but every Wednesday.
Yeah. That's pretty solid, man. Somebody goes, this is way better than the Colts song. Well, low bar, but yes, much better. Much better.
Let us know what you thought of that song. I like the songs that people make. It's fun, right?
Yeah, they are fun.
Because that's when you know you have a winning team. Whenever you try to put together anthems and having fun, and we weren't doing this in 2012. You know, we were playing no. That's Pioli, you know, and stuff like that back then.
The song for the Chiefs would have sounded a little bit different back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so it was a lot different back then. It's for the Royals, too. I mean, you know, the teams win. People want to make songs. People get excited. People get hyped about it. And, hey, we got preseason game number 2. I know there's not a ton to get hyped about, but I texted my wife earlier. I said, let's watch the rest of The Kingdom tonight, because I think she was 3
nice.
Episodes in tomorrow, and I think we'll probably end up finishing that. And then 9 o'clock rolls around. I don't know how long I'm going to be around, quite honestly, watching that game. Probably until 71 leaves.
Yeah.
Like, that's my
that's
bar
fair.
Now, right? Like,
yeah.
Preseason games, when 71 goes out, I'm going out.
So he played 11 snaps, I think it was 11 or 12 in game one. 12 snaps, him and Kingsley. Basically, the whole starting line. Is it over under 12 tonight?
Over.
Over 12?
Yeah, because one of those drives was cut short because they scored on, what, three plays?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You had that one.
But I don't think it's a massive jump. Like, I think it's two series that might be six plays one drive and seven the next, and then it's like, okay.
Yeah, what if you do two three-and-out series?
Yeah,
could happen that way. That's why this gambling thing is interesting. Were they going to go three-and-out?
Got to figure out how to make money on this. Like, yeah. Simply too good.
I hope it's more than 12.
Yeah.
Those are the two guys that really matter right now as far as watching tonight, in my opinion. Some of the rookies, excited.
Yeah, like Norman Lear and Gelati and guys like that.
Noah Williams. And, yeah, of course. Breshad Smith didn't get a lot of action.
I'd like to see him. I'd like to see more Jalen Royals, and what potentially he could do. But again, a lot of that with the wide receivers and what they can do has a lot to do with what the quarterback can do as well.
100%.
Right? And if the offensive line is meh and the quarterback is Oladokun or what's that guy's name that Binkley loves, Dusty?
Bailey Zappi.
Bailey Zappy.
Yeah, if it's him, we are screwed, and you're not going to get a good read on the wide receiver. But you can always get a good read on offensive linemen. I don't know if they're playing against twos, threes, 17s. It doesn't matter. You can see whether or not a guy can block. Like, you can see that with the naked eye. You watch the skill position players, and you're like, is that the quarterback's fault? Did he run the – we don't know. But you can tell an offensive lineman when he wins or fails, you know?
So not a whole lot of, like, player props because of what it is. Because we asked the question – your preseason honesty, Mac, and you'd kind of put some questions up there for us to answer. And you said, how much of this game will you watch and what is there to watch? I want to see if Gardner Minshew can put a drive together because we always have the fear that there's going to be a play where your quarterback's going to get dinged up and he's going to be fighting with Andy on the sideline to get back in there. And Andy's going to be like, hang on. And, put Gardner Minshew in there and see if he can sustain a drive until they can get Patrick's ankle wrapped up or, get him checked out in the blue tent, make sure he's okay to go. You can bet Gardner Minshew to throw a touchdown pass on his first offensive drive is plus 400.
Okay.
Mac, you want to throw $5 down on this one? It says Jalen Royals to score a touchdown on his first offensive drive plus 1,200.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good one.
If Hollywood ain't playing and Rashee Rice doesn't play and Travis Kelce doesn't play, somebody got to catch the ball.
Yep.
We like our guy, Jalen Royals. Like, we all three like him. Bob's still pissy anywhere in 85.
I just don't understand that one. I mean, you want to talk about easy money, dude. Yeah, like, seriously. It. Who's wearing 85 right now? Isn't it Bringing Stool?
Tanya. It's Tanya.
Yeah, okay, so that number will be available here soon. And then he can take Royals 85, when they do kind of the jersey swap right before the start of camp, or before the start of the season.
I mean, it's just going to be like him, Sky Moore, Tyquan Thornton. Remigio.
Could be a good night for Sky Moore, man. Here's what I'm saying. I'm rooting for Sky Moore to go out there and dominate.
Because you want to be able to trade.
That's exactly right. That's the logical way to look at it. Because I think right now, if Brett Veach were to call, he could probably pull it off on Jerry Jones because that guy's clueless. Had the cure for cancer for all these years, apparently, right? I mean, that's what he said in that documentary. So you could call Jerry Jones and pull the wool over his eyes because he doesn't know what's going on when it comes to football stuff and maybe get a pick or two for Sky Moore. But I wouldn't imagine the rest of the NFL is calling about Sky Moore. They know he's probably going to be released. So if he goes out there and dominates, you know how we are. We see one game, we all lose our minds. That'll get the buzz going with Sky Moore, and maybe it'll make another team saying, yeah, we know he's probably going to get released, but we'll give you a 7th-round pick because we want him and we want to make sure that we get him. We feel like he can help our organization. So that's why you want Sky Moore to go out there and have a really nice night. So it ups his stake and stock, and you can say, yeah, maybe we can trade Sky Moore and get something for him as opposed to just releasing him and then trying to hide him on the practice squad and all this kind of stuff.
Gardner Minshew, last preseason game, did have a rushing touchdown, right?
Believe so.
For him to have a rushing touchdown on his first offensive drive, plus 3,500.
Damn. Those are huge. Huge odds. I don't know. I'm not going to touch that.
Okay, all right.
I'll touch the Royals one, though. I like Jalen Royals for a touchdown. That'd be great.
Opening drive.
Touchdown. Which makes sense, I guess. He's not going to play much longer than the first quarter, I'd
imagine. Jalen Royals scored a touchdown on his first offensive drive.
Yeah.
First play of the game, play action goes deep, boom. Gardner hits him for a 70-yard touchdown.
Yes, please.
I know that I'm hard. Yeah.
Oh, I like this from the text line from the 660. Micah Parsons for Sky Moore. I'm in. I'm with you. You could probably get Jerry Jones to do that because he thinks his name is Michael Parson. Yes. So if Brett calls down there and says, hey, old man, I'll give you Sky Moore. Sky's the limit. He can do more. and you give me Michael Parson, let's do that. Okay. And the deal's exactly done. We get Micah Parsons for Sky Moore. I love it. You could absolutely bamboozle Jerry Jones at this point.
I like
in time.
The positive thinking. I don't think that's, I think if Sky Moore went out and had 100 yards and two touchdowns, I don't think anyone would even touch him. But I will say that thinking for FAU, 100%.
Yeah, maybe that, but I don't think they're ready to move on from FAU. Remember, he had that redshirt year. Last year was really his first year. I mean, you guys are ready to move on from draft picks really fast. And
well, wait, why? I guess I'm missing that. What was the redshirt year? What
the, his rookie year. He didn't really play his rookie year, so we don't have much of a...
But that's because he wasn't good.
Yeah, but yes and no. I mean, he was... They didn't need him that year, you know.
They needed another pass rusher. They needed depth.
They were not going to play him at all that first year. I feel like I remember, like, he was always going to be like a redshirt type of guy, and so they didn't really have that first year. And then he had last year, obviously. But we don't get away from draft picks in this league. Okay, those are the cheap guys. Those are the guys that don't make any money. Those are the guys you put your time and effort into. Stop cutting first round draft picks on year two and year three. They're just not going to do it that way, and it makes them look bad too from a draft standpoint. You're cutting your first round draft pick after year two, it makes you look bad. So they'll keep these guys around because that's how you keep the salary cap also where it is. A lot of the young guys that you believe in. And so if you believe that this organization can coach guys up, we haven't seen enough of FAU to say it's done here in Kansas City. We want to immediately in baseball, we want to give everybody 17 years to get good. And in the NFL, we want to give them one preseason and then cut their ass.
Two full years.
Yeah.
I think you're kind of scratching off the first year as a pass. You're just giving him a pass. I'm not doing that. So I'm saying 2 years. You've made one play, maybe. You know,
like he's also a first round draft pick that doesn't make any money. So you know that's a guy that you do keep on your roster.
That's fair.
Know?
No risk.
Yeah.
No risk. Possible reward.
Yeah, like are you asking me now if we're picking up a fifth year? No, we're not doing something like
fair
that.
Enough.
But at
fair
this
enough.
Point in time, I'm not cutting a first round draft pick that I have really hardly any cash
There's
invested
no, yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's true.
I also go back to the Kingdom documentary where they said, if you don't figure it out, Andy Reid won't have any room for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's worded differently, but it's like Andy Reid demands perfection. Like, that's why, like, when they were showing him coaching in those training camps, he's like, you can't do what Andy Reid asks. Like, he'll find somebody else that will.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you look at when you look at FAU. And I think you also look at that when you look at guys like Kingsley or, you know, players like that, that if you're given opportunity, like Sky Moore, we have, in my opinion, I understand that he's not making a ton of money, but you have guys on this team in his position that are showing that they can figure it out in quicker amount of time. And sorry that that room is a tight room of talent. Yeah, you've had 3 years to figure it out.
It wouldn't have to be a tight room, though, if he played better.
Yeah, exactly.
Sky Moore, though, is in year, what, four now?
This will be year four.
Yeah, so that's a different story than a guy who
didn't have a catch last year.
Because how long did Breland Speaks last? 3 years?
I don't know.
Right.
No, not even that. No, maybe 2 years.
And he was a second round pick.
Yeah, he was a second round pick. And they swung and missed on him, obviously. But I don't think they've swung and missed on FAU yet. I'm not ready to say that. I haven't seen enough, you know, out of that guy to say.
Which could be a problem.
1 year. Breland Speaks only played 1 year.
1 year.
Yeah, he stunk, though. Like, he was bad.
And that's the thing is, like, normally if you stick to the narrative, because if you compare baseball to football, which you've done earlier in the show, where, like, 10 games in baseball is, like, 1 week in the NFL.
Right.
Well, 1 year in the NFL is essentially, like, 4 years in baseball. Like, it's just, like, to me, like, the way that, like, if you're a first-round pick, the narrative around a first-round pick is, can you impact and can you be immediately valuable to this team? So far, no impact, and so far, no value to this team from FAU.
Yeah.
So, big year for him.
And also, too, though, I still don't understand why we made that pick. I do understand why we made that pick, because it was here in Kansas City, and you wanted to make that pick. And so, they picked that guy, but should they have picked that guy, too, right?
No.
And so, now that you're in that quandary as well, in that quagmire, you're like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
We really didn't want to draft somebody, but we did. We could have traded. We could have made it, but we were here in Kansas City. So, I would imagine they're going to give him every opportunity to go out there and have success. And again, I'm not ready to write him off yet. I just don't think we've seen enough out of FAU yet to say this guy is done in just what's beginning year three. But that's just my opinion on that.
Did you consider a threat for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
So somebody says, don't mean to be thanks, Coach, but we have to play the sound anyway. It's pronounced Tanyan, or Tunyan, not Tanyan.
It's pronounced not going to be here much longer.
Oh, I think he'll be here.
So there's our thanks, Coach Mac. Why don't you hit it?
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
This guy gets the rest of the month off from the 913 on the Jay Southlanteau service text line. If I was a GM, I'd only draft Hall of Famers. Not sure why all these teams don't use this strategy.
Yeah, come on.
Exactly. We make it sound so easy to draft. And Brett has made it look easy. He's made it look easy.
That's why
when he has one, you're not sure. You're like, oh, my God. But as Kling always used to say, guys can get better.
Absolutely.
It's possible.
I just think it's fair to say that it's been a complete zero so far and a complete mess.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm not ready. Both can be true.
Yeah, both are. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we got K-State fans on the text line mad at me, but that's okay.
No. Look, has he done anything? No. That's proof.
And he's.
But am I ready to quit this guy? Hell no.
And that's completely fair.
Yeah.
Completely fair.
And I do think that Big Bob's Beepers Tunyon is going to be on this team.
I think so, too. I think they keep four tight ends.
Kelsey, Gray, Wiley, and Tunyon.
I think so.
A bringing stool.
I know.
And I think Tunyon's ahead of Wiley.
I think so, too.
Wiley's also still battling back from that injury. I mean, and then that's the knee injury, so you know that's at least another year mentally before he gets back to where he needs
Plus,
to be,
Plus, nobody
too.
Realizes how good Funyuns are until they have them again.
Yeah,
so.
They are good.
Why haven't they come out with other flavors of Funyuns?
Why do they?
Why haven't they?
They do.
Yeah, they have like fire hot Funyuns.
They do. I say, why not like a flaming hot Funyun?
They do have those.
They have like a
sour cream and onion one, too.
Yeah, sour cream and onion is great.
But that's the normal flavor of Funyun, sour cream and onion.
It was like a steak Funyun that I had. No, it was really good.
Really?
I gotta ask my friend because he just had it and I had some from his bag.
Steak Funyun.
It was like some sort of steak Funyun.
It reminds me of this beer that I had in Boston at the Sam Adams Brewery, and it was a brewery beer only. And they said it tastes like a porterhouse.
Okay.
And you drank this beer, and it did. It tasted like a porterhouse, right?
Yep.
And he only needed one sip of that beer.
Okay.
So I'm comparing, like, I've got this flavor sensation still in my head from 20 years ago about what that beer tasted like. And if the Funyuns tasted anything like that beer, the steak-flavored Funyuns, I'm out.
There are six other flavors of Funyuns.
Oh.
There are Flamin' Hot Funyuns, Spicy Queso Funyuns, Steakhouse Onion Funyuns.
That's what I was talking about.
Wasabi Funyuns, Chili and Lemon Funyuns, and then Sour Cream and Onion Funyun. That's a good word to say.
Sour Cream and Onion Funyun.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Funyun?
Flamin' Hot or the original.
Or the Ridge, yeah, honestly.
There was another one in there that you said, the steakhouse one.
Wasabi?
Yeah, the wasabi one.
I've not had that.
I think that one would be good if it's as good as the wasabi almonds are.
Mm, those are so good.
Oh, they're great.
I like to suck on those.
Yeah.
Okay, one word. Let's carry on. Chiefs preseason game two, one word.
Late. Required.
Okay. All right. We spent
matinee. No, that's not a matinee. It's the opposite of a matinee.
Yeah.
That's a red eye.
It's a red eye for sure. Okay.
Inebriated.
We'll keep rolling through here. Royals this weekend. One
big
word.
Must have.
That was great.
I don't know. Crucial.
Yeah.
I mean, continue to fight the way they did in that series. I mean, being in that game on Wednesday and seeing the 5-0 spot in the first, and then all of a sudden it was 5-3. I'm like, weirdly to say this as the delusional Royals fan, they're not out of this game. And boy, they were not. And then it got to Estevez in the ninth, and then it was over.
Yeah, we need more out of Lugo, though, going forward, man. He can't continue to be this guy that's pitched since his contract, giving up 7 runs a game. Like,
I saw somebody put a picture up and said, since Lugo got his extension, and it was a picture of Brad Keller.
Well, that's not fair.
Come on.
I mean, Lugo's got to be better, though. I mean, everybody wants to blame Estevez. Estevez? We're down 5-0 before we even grabbed a bat.
We can go get that general guy again, and he can come in the ninth.
Yeah, what happened to that guy? What was his name? General Motors?
MacArthur.
MacArthur. Is he still
George
around?
George the General MacArthur.
What about the other guy went on the DL again, too? That Schreiber guy, didn't he? Hunter Harvey?
We'll never see him.
Hunter Harvey's gone. Big 12 voted 15-1 to issue 15-yard penalties to teams after a third instance of throwing items on the field. Texas Tech, their AD, Kirby Hokut, said, well, the rules can change, but our tradition will not. He's speaking to throwing tortillas on the field. One word to the AD staying true to the school's tradition.
Stud. For now, until they get a 15-yard penalty, and it costs them the game, and then they lose, and then there's no more tortillas on the field.
Yep. right?
Yeah, I think they're worried about not being tortillas and being tordildos because we're seeing what's happened in the WNBA. They're trying to nip this in the bud as quick as possible. But yeah, I mean, a tortilla is harmless.
Yeah, but it's definitely targeted at Texas Tech because they throw the tortillas on the field after every touchdown, which is awesome. I mean, that's cool. My sister went to the University of Pennsylvania. They would throw toast on the field, whatever it was, for that kind of stuff. Those traditions are cool.
Very fun.
Stop messing with traditions, right?
I didn't think about that, though, Dusty. That may be
I didn't think about that part, too, but I know this has been kind of quietly talked about for years with this Texas Tech tortilla thing.
But also college students on a Saturday night. Now with this happening, I didn't think about that. Let's be careful, guys.
It's also not.
Did you imagine they threw one and like suctioned on a helmet?
Yeah, that would be outstanding. But they're not throwing oranges or apples or things that can hurt people. We're tossing tortillas on the field.
You think Buffalo fans will get mad when they throw snowballs at Patrick Mahomes when he comes in as the seventh seed, limping in as a wild card because the dynasty's over and all these other quarterbacks are better and Mahomes gets thrown snowballs at him again?
Yeah.
It's a perfect 15 yards.
So you got three opportunities to throw tortillas and then they start penalizing you.
Perfect segue into another dumb take about Mahomes. Here's Rob Parker.
Oh, he stinks.
Patrick Mahomes is not.
Rob Parker stinks. Seriously.
N-O-T,
like,
a tier one quarterback.
Just stop. Please. Ooh, it's Friday, dude. Seriously. We're not playing idiots anymore.
I just went from midnight to six.
I mean,
Heartland, I need to come by after work today after that rip. I got low T, I got ED, I got low ear hearing. You fix that
we'll
over
listen
there?
To it later. It'll be my Richard of the week.
I mean, when you started playing that, I'm not going to lie, I got sick to my stomach. Like, I can feel the anxiety building inside. Like, I just want to go knock some sense into the world.
Can you play how he says Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick
again?
Mahomes!
Boosie! Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes.
Like, why? Like, why do you? Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes.
Boy, he really, that Rob Parker does stink.
Yep. Now he's making a living off of that take.
Right, which is.
For the next while. As long as he can make it.
But again, it goes back to what Dusty was saying about Lewis Riddick and how much he enjoys Lewis Riddick, and I do too. And Lewis Riddick's biggest problem is he doesn't say stupid things to get noticed.
And he's still done okay for himself.
He has, but imagine if he was a hot take warrior, man. He'd be on every episode of Get Up and Greeny and whatever, all that kind of stuff is.
He'd have his own show.
He probably would, but he's not a hot take guy. He's an astute football mind that tells it like it is, but nobody wants to hear that. They'd rather hear this guy go, Patrick Mahomes is not a tier one quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, thanks. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Thank you for that. Wow, that was a earworm or whatever they say. What a waste of airspace.
Did you say we should wake up and take greenies?
Something like that, yeah.
Like, I mean,
after that take, I'll take anything.
Yeah. We do it every week. On Friday, we do the out of left field question. This is easy because I think Mahomes fits this category for
Patrick
a lot of people.
Patrick Mahomes!
No doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.